From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting an earthquake strikes Afghanistan and Pakistan. Nearly 300 people were killed and 1,700 injured. The U.S. Geological Survey says the quake was centered in northern Afghanistan and registered a magnitude of 7.5. The casualty figures are expected to rise. VOA's Ayaz Ghul witnessed the quake.
This was around lunchtime, 2 p.m. Local time, when this earthquake struck Pakistan, and it was so strong that we could even feel it here in Islamabad, and I was with my family, and we all had to flee the home, and we took refuge among this big group of people who were already out there on the street, and we could see our homes, our houses and buildings around us. They were really shaking.
VOA's Ayaz Ghul. A raid on an Islamic State cell in southeastern Turkey has left two Turkish police officers and seven militants dead. The gunfight broke out when the police raided a number of houses in Diyarbakir. Security officials said five police officers were wounded, 12 militants were captured. Climate change, trade, maritime cooperation in the South China Sea, those all top the agenda as Indonesian President Joko Widodo is to meet with U.S. President Barack Obama at the White House. Mr. Widodo is the first Indonesian leader to visit the United States in a decade. Tanzanian election officials say they plan to announce preliminary results Monday from Sunday's election, ahead of the vote for a new president and parliament. Analysts predicted a tight race, but suggested the ruling CCM party would win. Voting in Dar es Salaam on Sunday was peaceful and appeared to run smoothly with no incidents of violence or unrest. This is VOA News. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu is considering revoking some benefits and travel rights for Palestinians living in East Jerusalem. The action comes in response to the continuing wave of violence in Israel and the West Bank. Israeli officials said Monday, Mr. Netanyahu has ordered a review of policies that grant Israeli social benefits to Palestinians in East Jerusalem and the ability to move freely in Israel, rights Palestinians living in the West Bank do not have. In the latest violence, Israeli forces shot and killed a young Palestinian man who said they stabbed and wounded a soldier near the town of Hebron. Hours later, soldiers killed another Palestinian after he tried to stab an Israeli. South Sudan's rebels signed an agreement Monday to finalize the implementation of a security arrangement, Marta Vandervolf reports.
A delegation of South Sudan's rebel forces signed the details of security arrangements Monday morning. The government delegation and a group of former political leaders and detainees signed the agreement in September, but the rebels had refused. General Taban Dengai says the rebels delayed because they were concerned about the volume of troops in the capital city, Juba. Talks will continue to decide on the details of the shared forces. IGAD, the East African bloc mediating, is hopeful for more progress after the signing Monday morning. Marta van der Wolf, Addis Ababa.
An opposition leader is claiming victory in Sunday's Republic of Congo referendum because of what he calls poor turnout. Guy Kinfusia-Romaine, president of the Union for Democracy and Republic Party, said the Congolese people heeded the opposition call to stay at home. He called the referendum an illegal means to keep the president in power. Haitians went to the polls Sunday to select a presidential candidate from more than 50 people running for the country's top office. Two candidates have emerged as the main contenders in the race, Jude Celestin and Marseille Narcissa. Results are expected in early November. A presidential runoff is expected in December. The voting was mostly orderly and not marred by violence. The polls leading up to Argentina's presidential election Sunday got it all wrong. Numerous surveys indicated ruling party candidate Daniel Scioli, President Cristina Fernandez de Kirchner's chosen successor, would win enough votes for an outright victory. But 56-year-old Mauricio Macri, the center-right mayor of Buenos Aires, ended up running neck and neck with Scioli, virtually ensuring that the country's first ever runoff election will take place November 22nd. The World Health Organization says eating processed meats such as ham, sausages, bacon, hot dogs can cause cancer. The WHO says, in case you're interested, eating red meat is probably bad too. In Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.